Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 9th chapter. Getting into a boat, Jesus crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. And when the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And the scribe said, "Only God can forgive sins." In a way, that's true. Only God created the world and wrote its order, so only He can forgive those who break it. Our sin is against Him and is against His goodness, even before it hurts or neglects our neighbors or ourselves. So God must forgive. But God is also the only one who can reconcile the division that sin brings. Only His holiness can overcome evil. That's why God's Son has become man in Jesus Christ. He forgives us by everything that He has done. We know He forgives by His cross and by His resurrection. But the rest of His life also was for our forgiveness. Jesus alone loved God and loved his neighbor fully. So whenever he, say, heals someone, like today's paralyzed man, he was undoing the effects of sin that have damaged our world so deeply. Now the scribes thought that Jesus was lying because he was claiming God's authority. They were half right. Here God was standing before them, doing it. But there's a greater revelation in today's gospel than just Christ's divinity. Jesus wanted them and the crowds and us to go away knowing for sure that it is not only God who forgives sins. Most people really do believe, just as the scribes do, that only God is able to forgive anyone. They believe that forgiveness happens far away from us, off in God's heart somewhere, probably in heaven. Maybe you've thought this too. This is what the phrase, "let God be the judge," means. To think that God's judgment, whether that's to forgive or to condemn, can't possibly be seen or known for sure on earth. No surprise then, out of sight also means out of mind. How easily it is said, "God judges me," but without any real fear of condemnation or judgment from God. So no wonder then that we also lose track of the very wonderful judgment that is made in Christ Jesus, that we are forgiven. And we play this out also each and every day ourselves. Our forgiveness also, or instead, I should say, happens mostly in secret, in our hearts, rather than out loud toward one another. We act as if all of this is pretend. Pretend is not going to be enough at the last day when we stand before the judgment of our God. Now, Jesus shows today that he is not interested in pretend forgiveness. He does not ignore the evil secret thoughts of mankind. And I don't mean just the scribes. And he says to everyone there, I'm going to heal this man so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. And the most important phrase in that statement is, on earth. God forgives sins on earth, out loud, not abstractly. And the crowds were amazed and they praised God because he had given such authority to men. You see, it wasn't the healing that amazed them, it was the authority to forgive sins on earth. And as the text says, this authority is not given just to one man, but to men. So it was that Jesus said to Peter and to all the disciples, whatever you bind or loose on earth will be bound and loosed in heaven. So he breathed on his disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness, it is withheld. We call this the office of the keys. It is a special, a unique authority that is only found among Christians in the church on earth, to forgive the sins of repentant sinners, but to withhold forgiveness from the unrepentant as long as they do not repent. The authority that only God possesses in himself, the divine authority to forgive sins, to declare as a judge would, not guilty, this has been given to Christ's church. As Jesus said after his resurrection, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So the Son of Man does have authority on earth to forgive sins. But Jesus continues, therefore, you go and make disciples by baptizing and by teaching. You see that the authority is given also to men. The Lord wants his forgiveness proclaimed now, here, on earth. He wants his judgment, the judgment that we might expect at the end of the world. He wants it to be announced today. But which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or rise and walk? Well, we know which is harder. We know which of these is almost never heard, uttered by husbands or by wives or by neighbors or by co-workers or by congregations and their pastors at meetings. It's, I forgive you. Instead, we do say all the time, it's okay, and we move on. It's okay, paralytic, move on. That's the power that only God, only the Son of Man has, and he shows it off today. But his even greater power is the one to forgive sins. This is the power that he has given to his church, to pastors in their public office, to each Christian in his and her vocation. And there is no reason to be timid with this authority. Take heart, he says. Take courage. God wants no one to think or to feel or to hope or to guess, but rather he wants all of you to know that he has the authority to forgive sins. More than that, he wants to forgive sins. More than that, he wants you to know this and to believe this by being forgiven yourself. Everything in the Christian church is ordered to this end, that we daily receive nothing but the forgiveness of sins over and over again. In the gospel and the sacraments, Christ will reveal that your sins and your pains are now in his body. They are nailed to his cross. That means they are taken away. And he will show you that all of your neighbors' sins, your enemies' sins even, are also there. His atoning authority on earth has been exercised for everyone, for all people. And what is necessary is that they and that we would hear it so that we may believe it. Because this is the greatest power and authority in all the earth. Take heart, dear children. Your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.